The Revised New Jerusalem Bible. The Gospel of Mark.
The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus the Messiah, Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "Look, I am sending my messenger in front of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one crying in the desert, 'Prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptist was in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. All Judea and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan as they confessed their sins. John wore a garment of camel skin and a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And as he proclaimed, he said, "After me is coming the one who is more powerful than me, and I am not fit to kneel down and undo the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It was in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And at once, as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit, like a dove, descending on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. In you I am well pleased." And at once the Spirit drove him into the desert, and he was in the desert for 40 days, being put to the test by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels looked after him. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel from God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has drawn near. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he was walking along by the lake of Galilee, he saw Simon and Simon's brother Andrew casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." And at once, leaving their nets, they followed him. Going on a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat, mending the nets. At once he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, they went after him. They went into Capernaum, and at once on the Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. And they were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them with authority, not like the scribes. And at once in their synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked it, saying, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and with a loud cry, went out of him. All the people were so astonished that they started asking one another what it meant, saying, "A new teaching with authority. He gives orders even to unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his reputation at once spread everywhere through all the surrounding Galilean countryside. And at once, on leaving the synagogue, he went with James and John into the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law was lying there feverish, and at once they told him about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered together at the door, and he cured many who were sick with diseases of one kind or another. He also drove out many demons, but he would not allow the demons to speak, because they knew who he was. In the morning, while it was still deep in the night, he went out and left the house, and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring villages, so that I can proclaim the message there too, because that is why I came. And he went all through Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and driving out demons. A leper came to him and pleaded on his knees, saying, "If you are willing, you can cleanse me." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And at once the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And at once Jesus sternly sent him away and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering for your cleansing prescribed by Moses as evidence to them." The man went away, but then started freely proclaiming and telling the story everywhere, so that Jesus could no longer go openly into any town, but stayed outside in deserted places. But people from everywhere kept coming to him.